Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we observe two significant days that converge to become the global focal point for women's reproductive and sexual health rights, the International Day of Action for Women's Health and Menstrual Hygiene Day, both observed on 28 May. But why does this date hold such importance? And what are the key issues surrounding women's health that we need to address? The International Day of Action for Women's Health has been observed since 1987, while Menstrual Hygiene Day was initiated in 2014 by WASH United, a German-based organization. The theme for women's health in 2026 is Essential, Not Optional, Strengthening Health Systems to Uphold Health Rights and SRHRJ in Times of Polycrisis, which uses the SRHRJ framing, adding justice to the older SRHR acronym. This signals access to contraception, safe abortion, maternal care, bodily autonomy as a non-negotiable right, intersectional analysis, and the polycrisis framing, including climate change, conflict, and pandemic effects on women's health. On the other hand, Menstrual Hygiene Day continues its long-term campaign, Together for a Hush Period-Friendly World. The reason 28 May was chosen for Menstrual Hygiene Day is because the average menstrual cycle is 28 days, and the period typically lasts around 5 days, making 28 May a symbolic date. Now, let us turn to the situation in India, where we have made significant progress in menstrual hygiene, with 77.3% of women aged 15 to 24 using hygienic methods, according to the National Family Health Survey 5. India's policy framework for menstrual hygiene includes various central government schemes, such as the Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janaushadhi Pariyojana, which provides low-cost sanitary pads, and state schemes like the Odisha Khushi Scheme, which provides free pads to school girls. The government has also exempted sanitary pads from GST, making them more accessible. However, despite these efforts, inequity in access to menstrual hygiene products persists, particularly in rural areas and among certain castes and people with disabilities. The XV Principal Secretary, Health Department verdict in 2022 was a landmark moment for sexual and reproductive health rights and justice in India. The Supreme Court held that all women, married or unmarried, have the right to safe and legal abortion up to 24 weeks, reading down restrictive interpretations of the medical termination of pregnancy rules. This verdict is a significant step towards upholding women's reproductive rights and autonomy. Now, let us look at some key statistics. India has achieved a notable reduction in its maternal mortality ratio, with 97 deaths per 100,000 live births, according to the Sample Registration System 2018-20. The total fertility rate has also declined to 2.0, which is below the replacement rate of 2.1. However, there is still room for improvement, particularly in adolescent birth rates and access to menstrual hygiene products. The Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, also play a crucial role in addressing women's health issues. SDG 3, 4, 5, and 6 are all relevant to menstrual hygiene and women's health. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Menstrual Hygiene Day is observed on 28 May, and it was initiated by WASH United, a German-based organization, in 2014. The International Day of Action for Women's Health is also observed on 28 May, and it was initiated by the Women's Global Network for Reproductive Rights, or WGNRR, in 1987. The 2026 Women's Health theme is Essential, Not Optional, Strengthening Health Systems to Uphold Health Rights and SRHRJ in Times of Polycrisis. The Menstrual Hygiene Day 2026 campaign is Together for a Hush Period-Friendly World. In India, 77.3% of women aged 15 to 24 use hygienic methods for menstrual hygiene, according to the National Family Health Survey 5. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, Indian Society, which covers the role of women and women's organizations, social empowerment, and the salient features of Indian society. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, Governance and Social Justice, which covers government policies and interventions for development in various sectors, issues relating to development and management of the social sector, and welfare schemes for vulnerable sections of the population. Some analytical hooks for mains include period poverty as an economic and human development issue, bodily autonomy and Article 21, and menstrual leave as a policy design and equity trade-off. With that background in place, let us look at the way forward. A national menstrual hygiene policy is awaiting notification, and there is a need for period-friendly workplaces, eco-friendly product mandates, and curriculum revision to include menstrual education. Data refresh is also essential to capture post-COVID dynamics. As we move forward, it is essential to address the challenges and inequities that persist in menstrual hygiene and women's health, and to work towards creating a more just and equitable society for all. The intersection of women's health and development is a critical aspect of India's progress, and it is essential to prioritize women's reproductive and sexual health rights to achieve sustainable development and social justice.